It's a milestone, isn't it, really, for us? Is it? I mean, unfortunately, we're not quite at the perfect 10 times 52 weeks, but COVID interfered with that. But just to see the growth of the event from the very first event, Nick, we had 111 runners, 20 volunteers, and now we're regularly getting over 400 runners and 35 volunteers each week. So that's fantastic. And you know, just looking at it from a bigger picture, we have nearly 131 different 131,000 finishers in the park, and of that, nearly 15,000 individual park runners, and 1,400 individual volunteers. So the numbers are fantastic. The growth's been incredible, and it's just such a good little community we've got at Marker Harbour, which is one of the most important things, really.
And I know you get a vast array of ages that take part.
Oh yeah, everything age 4 and upwards at the 5K park run. And I think we've got some certain a number of people who are setting veteran records, 70, 75, 80 records, and it's just brilliant to see everybody. And whether they run, jog, or walk, it's just fantastic to get people around. And actually, our 10th birthday on Saturday coincides with Park Run relaunching Park Walk, which is an initiative across the UK to try and get as many walkers out on a Saturday morning. We're hoping to get in excess of 8,000 people walking parkrun across the UK on Saturday. And it's very simple. If you're thinking about coming along for your very first event, all you need to do is go onto the Parkrun UK website, register for a barcode, it can be appears on your phone, and you just come along, and that's all you need to do. Come down to Welland Park for 8:45 this Saturday and every other Saturday. It's not just an exclusive once off. And once you come along, you will certainly be hooked on the event. Everyone will make you feel so welcome. And I hope you, if you do come along, you'll have a great time, really. As I say, it's a great local community, fantastic for making new friends, developing relationships. We've got a number of people have made relationships as a result of Parkrun. And whether you're wanting to improve your sort of physical health or your mental well-being by volunteering or just being in and around the event, it's wonderful for you to come along. Everybody will be welcome, no matter what you're doing, volunteering or taking part in equal measure. So come along.
Fabulous. And I know you're doing something special to mark the birthday and support charities.
We are. It's fantastic that to mark our 10th birthday, we're supporting the wonderful people at Jubilee Food Bank here in Harborough. And we'd love our park runners to bring a tin. That's what we're going with, because tin is the 10th wedding anniversary. And Jubilee Food Bank, we've shared on our Marker Harbour Facebook page their sort of list of requirements for the food bank, and so have a look on there, but bring a tin and I'll come along on Saturday with that, and that'd be great. We can make a donation to them to that, for that wonderful cause, really.
Brilliant, absolutely fantastic. Well, it's such an achievement. I suppose the time's gone quite quick.
It has gone very quickly, yeah, and we're all a bit greyer as a result, but you know, it's gone quick, but you still see the same faces and new faces there, which is just wonderful to see that community. People just love coming along. We've got lots of marshals out on the course. They support all the runners and walkers. And post park run, we go to the cafe at the park. So we support Roy and Jake there. Give us a coffee and breakfast and everything else, and just have a bit of a social chat afterwards. So really, it's not just about the run. It's about the coffee, the social, the community side of things. The run's just, it happens, but it's what happens before and what happens afterwards, I think, is the important thing for lots of individuals. And certainly those who are wanting to reach out, they've maybe moved to the local area, and they're wanting to reach out and meet new friends, come along. If people are struggling, come along. We've got park walkers who are there and the event, and they'll happily talk to people as they're walking around. No one's ever going to be last at Parkrun. We have a designated group of what's called tail walkers, who are our marshals on the course, and they will make sure everyone is safe and getting round during the event. So no one's going to be left on their own. No one will be coming last. That would be something that people would be worried about. That doesn't happen. We've got designated people who are at the back of the field, if you like, looking after things.
And I know you do the junior park run. That started not at the same time. Was that a few?
That was a few years later. Market Harbour Junior Park Run. So that's a 2K event for our 4 to 14 year olds on a Sunday morning at 9 a.m. And again, adults are more than welcome to run with the juniors. It's the same registration process. The only slight difference is adults can't cross the finish line and get a run credit, but the both the junior event there and the junior event over at Desborough Leisure Centre, the Desborough Green Space, they would welcome volunteers, they would welcome juniors to attend both those events through local schools and everything coming along. And we've also recently set up the Desborough, the Plains Parkrun over at Desborough, which is a 5K event. And that's if you want something slightly different from running on a flat surface around Market Harbour. There's a few cheeky hills over at the Plains. So that is a relatively new park run. We had a bit of a stoppage for some building works over there, but are now back up and running. And the team over there would welcome you with open arms, whether you want to run or volunteer. And again, just look on their Facebook pages and the website for full details. But it's 9 o'clock again on a Saturday morning. Juniors over there, Desborough Green Space, at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning. But yeah, no, anybody and everybody is more than welcome to come along to the park on Saturday morning, 8:45 for a 9 o'clock start, and have cake afterwards.